Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a country where the economy is growing at an unprecedented rate, with a GDP of over $4 trillion, surpassing that of Japan, and poised to become the third largest economy in the world within the next few years. This is the remarkable story of India, which has just achieved a major milestone by becoming the world's fourth largest economy, with a GDP of $4.18 trillion. First, let's look at the rankings. As of 2025, the United States holds the top spot, followed by China, then Germany, and now India has overtaken Japan to claim the fourth position. What makes this significant is that India is projected to surpass Germany and become the third largest economy within the next 2.5 to 3 years, with a projected GDP of around $7.3 trillion by 2030. Remember this number, $7.3 trillion, the target for India's GDP by 2030. The growth trajectory of India's economy is impressive, with a real GDP growth rate of 8.2% in the second quarter of the fiscal year 2025-26, which is from July to September. The foreign exchange reserves stand at $686.2 billion, providing an import cover of over 11 months. Note this carefully, the foreign exchange reserves are a crucial indicator of a country's economic health, and India's reserves are robust. The Viksit Bharat target aims to achieve high middle-income country status by 2047, and the current growth trajectory suggests that India is on track to achieve this goal. Now, let's turn to the defense sector. The Ministry of Defense has signed two major contracts worth 4,666 crore rupees. The first contract is for the procurement of over 4.25 lakh close quarter battle, or CQB, carbines for the Indian Army and Navy, with Bharat Forge Limited supplying 60% of the carbines and PLR Systems PVT Limited, a joint venture between Adani Defense and Israel Weapon Industries, supplying the remaining 40%. The delivery of these carbines is expected to be completed within the next 5 years. The second contract is for the procurement of 48 heavyweight torpedoes, or HWTs, for the Indian Navy's Kalvari-class submarines, with VAS Submarine Systems SRL of Italy being the supplier. These torpedoes will be delivered between April 2028 and early 2030. Moving on to the railways sector, Western Railways has commissioned Kavach 4.0, an indigenously developed automatic train protection, or ATP, system, on its first 96-kilometer stretch between Bajwa and Ahmedabad in Gujarat. Kavach is designed to prevent signal passing at danger, or SPAD, and control overspeeding, thereby preventing head-on and rear-end collisions. The system has been approved by the Research Designs and Standards Organization, or RDSO, and has achieved the highest safety integrity level of SIL-4. In the telecommunications sector, BSNL has launched VoVFE, or Voice over Wi-Fi, services across all telecom circles in India, enabling voice calls and SMS using a Wi-Fi network via the same mobile number and dialer, without the need for a separate app. This service is free of charge for BSNL subscribers and uses IMS, or IP Multimedia Subsystem, technology, which supports seamless handover between Wi-Fi and mobile networks. Now, let's look at some other significant developments. Goa has announced the creation of its third district, Kushavati, which will comprise the talukas of Sangoem, Dharbandora, Kuepem, and Kanakona, with Kuepem as the headquarters. The Indian Space Research Organization, or ISRO, has successfully conducted a static ground test of the enhanced third stage of the Small Satellite Launch Vehicle, or SSLV. Kamya Karthikeyan, an 18-year-old from Mumbai, has become the youngest Indian and second-youngest woman globally to ski to the South Pole, covering a distance of 115 kilometers in 11 days. Meera Syal, a British-Indian comedian, actress, and writer, has been awarded a DBE or Damehood in the King's New Year Honours List 2026 in recognition of her outstanding contributions to literature, drama, and charity. The Securities and Exchange Board of India, or SEBI, has mandated that compliance officers of Alternative Investment Fund, or AIF, managers must obtain NISM Series 3C certification, which is related to securities intermediaries compliance, by 1st January 2027. The Ministry of Finance has imposed a definitive 3-year safeguard duty on steel imports, with a duty structure of 12% in the first year, 11.5% in the second year, and 11% in the third year. Peru has become the first country in the world to grant legal rights to an insect species, the Amazonian stingless bee, recognizing its right to exist, survive, and flourish. The Ministry of Jal Shakti has launched a digital tool called Jal Seva Ankalan to assist the functionality and service quality of drinking water supply systems at the village level. The National Mission for Clean Ganga, or NMCG, has approved a project to protect sandbarnesting birds, including the endangered Indian skimmer, in the Ganga Basin. The Appointments Committee of Cabinet, or ACC, has approved the appointment of Lav Agrawal as the Director General of Foreign Trade, or DGFT, and Rabindra Kumar Agrawal as the Chairman and Managing Director, or CMD, of the Food Corporation of India, or FCI. A powerful bomb cyclone named Winter Storm Ajra has swept across the United States, affecting over 58 million people and causing widespread power outages. Now, let's lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. India's GDP is $4.18 trillion and the target for 2030 is $7.3 trillion. The real GDP growth rate is 8.2% in the second quarter of the fiscal year 2025-26. The foreign exchange reserves stand at $686.2 billion. The MOD has signed contracts worth 4,666 crore rupees for the procurement of CQB carbines and HWTs. The Kavach ATP system has been commissioned on the Bajwa-Ahmedabad stretch, and BSNL has launched VoVFE services across all telecom circles. Goa has created its third district, Kushavati, and ISRO has successfully tested the enhanced third stage of the SSLV. Kamya Karthikeyan has become the youngest Indian to ski to the South Pole, and Meera Syal has been awarded a DBE. SEBI has mandated NISM Series 3C certification for AIF compliance officers, and the Ministry of Finance has imposed a safeguard duty on steel imports. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? These developments are relevant to various subjects, including economy, defense, science and technology, environment, and governance. Remember to focus on the key facts, numbers, and concepts, and to analyze the implications of these developments for India's growth, security, and global position. In conclusion, India's emergence as the world's fourth largest economy is a significant milestone, and the country's growth trajectory suggests that it will continue to play an increasingly important role in global affairs. The developments in the defense, railways, telecommunications, and environment sectors also have important implications for India's security, infrastructure, and sustainable development. As you prepare for the UPSC exam, stay focused on the key facts, numbers, and concepts, and analyze the implications of these developments for India's growth, security, and global position.